There. I found you. It honestly wasn't that hard. That green coat. Oh, you know the one. The coat you wear on those cool spring days, where the sun promises warmth yet disappoints with its lack of it. Yes, that coat. Just like you, it's an explosion of vibrancy amongst the grey of the many. So easy to spot. It tells me that you don't want to hide. You like showing off, even just a little. Others might not have noticed it, but I did. I noticed those nervous looks over your shoulder. I understand. Having somebody suddenly watch over you, protect you, it can be daunting, unfamiliar. You'll grow accustomed to it soon, I'm sure. You deserve to be watched, to be studied, to be shielded from the violence and abhorrence out there. But for the moment, I accept being relegated to the darkness. And now, well, now, I'm here. Here. Inside. Not just looking in through your window, not just a shadow in your periphery. I'm where you feel safe. Where your essence is at its purest. The silence of your sanctum is like the reverent calm within a temple. Peaceful. Home. My heart pounds with every whispered step into your realm. The sweet ghost of your perfume pulls me in, the cacophony of floral notes enticing me further still. Painful desperation to be a part of your reality hastens my steps. Until... finally. I let myself soak in the room. With your little things, these cushions, trinkets, and picture frames with individuals that are unworthy of your veneration. These are all a breathing echo of you. Exuding the thrumming energy that makes you the magnetic centerpiece of my current existence. What's this? Why are you hiding this book in the crevices of your sofa? What could you possibly be shy about? Oh. I see. Oh, sweetheart, you were made for me. It seems you like the overprotective tropes, the masked pseudo-villain chipping your walls down, taking you as theirs as your affection grows with every secret visit, every unwanted gift left behind, every... Stroke. Well, you, my darling, are just perfection, aren't you? And here we are. That parted door that leads to you, where you are, breathing, resting. A sudden soft mew stills my world, the haunting noise beckoning me, a beguiling invitation that leaves me wanting. Those sounds. Blood heats in my veins as I step closer, my mind creating visions of the improbable. Are you awake? Is a nightmare plaguing you? Or are your dreams being invaded by a dark stranger? An intruder burrowing into your softness, into your... Oh, fuck. I'm barely over the threshold, and there you are. Wrapped in linen and moonlight. Your gentle shapes stand stark against the bestial hunger they spark within me. Again, a throaty groan leaves your lips, enthralling me closer to you. Why these sounds, sweetheart? Do you ache? Standing there, mere feet away, our breaths in tandem. I see you. Really see you. Fisting the covers, tension sweating through your flesh. You tremble under your impossibly thin sheets. These sounds so soft in their escape from you. As they carve their way through my chest with brutal determination. My own hands tremble under the desire to soothe you, to cherish you, to worship you, until you break apart under my tongue, until you call out my name and forget your own. With a final whimper, you relax. My own breath evens out as your body turns liquid and pliable once again. You are the picture of serenity. The only trace of your passion, a light dusting of moisture on your forehead. I should go. I have overstayed my welcome already. Yet, you have captured me with a force that rivals my own need to claim you, make you mine. Ripping myself from your room, I ignore the growing wretchedness with every step away. Dread fills me further with the ever-widening angle of your front door. I must go back to you. I can't. Not today. With one painful, struggling, desperately taken step, I'm outside. The door clicks closed. and I feel that familiar rush of despair at having left you so completely. It's okay. Because one day, you will see me. You will know me. You will embrace me. You will understand that obsession is a careless word thrown around by ignorant people, by people who don't see. Because what is obsession but the most passionate resolve of protecting what belongs to us? And you, my darling angel, you belong to me.